U248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan.
We love you, Ralph! We love you, Ralph!
A rally in March right now in Kansas City at the school Ralph Jarl attends. He's the 16-year-old shot and wounded when he rang the doorbell at the wrong home. The white homeowner faces charges. His mother, Cleo Nagby, on CBS Mornings.
Ralph is doing considerably well. Physically, mornings are hard, but his spirits are in a good place.
The charge is murder in upstate New York for a homeowner who allegedly fired on a car that mistakenly entered his driveway. This woman was nearby.
We saw them go up and turn. What I think is they realized we're in the wrong place, but now we have to turn around and there's no room to turn around. They were trying to do that when this guy shot them.
A 20-year-old woman was killed. Southwest Airlines says it's resumed normal operations. An unspecified technical issue caused a ground stop for a while this morning, more than 1,000 flight delays. Overseas, a Moscow court ruled that American journalist Evan Gershkovich should remain jailed on spy charges. CBS's Holly Williams.
The Wall Street Journal published part of a letter written by Gershkovich in Russian to his parents, reassuring them he isn't losing hope. I love you very, very much, he signed off, until we meet soon. They're trying to stay positive.
Be optimistic. Believe in happy ending.
A trial underway in Delaware today in the case that has Fox fending off allegations in a suit from Dominion Voting Systems. CBS's Scott McFarlane is covering.
Some of the evidence already made public includes internal messages in which Star host Tucker Carlson says he hates Trump, in which executive Suzanne Scott warns challenging Trump's bogus claims could hurt ratings, and in which Fox chairman Rupert Murdoch calls Trump ally Rudy Giuliani's election fraud claims stupid and damaging.
Federal regulators have cleared another COVID-19 booster dose for older adults and people with weak immune systems. Today, President Biden signs an executive order expanding access to child and elder care and improving pay and conditions for workers. Agent Pooh is president of the National Domestic Workers Alliance.
Care workers really struggle to make ends meet on the poverty wages that they earn. The annual income, for example, of a home care worker is on average about $21,000 per year.
The NFL's Buffalo Bills say Damar Hamlin has been cleared to resume playing and is attending workouts right now. Wall Street, the Dow is down 69 points. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly three times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Progressive presents an ad from Mom.
What does it say here?
Bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive and get protection round the clock. You know what? I'm sorry. I think it should be around. What are you signaling? Me? To stop talking? Oh, all right. I'll stop talking. No, just tend to tell me. That's all you
get. Round-the-clock protection when you bundle and save with Progressive. It's easier than getting your mom to make this radio ad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. We know seasons change quickly in Wisconsin. Road construction season has already begun in some areas. This week is National Work Zone Awareness Week. You play an important role in work zone safety. Remember to slow down in work zones. Move over if possible. Yield right-of-way to workers in construction areas and follow flags or warning signs. It is against Wisconsin statutes to use a cell phone when driving through highway maintenance or construction areas, and fines are doubled in work zones. State and local governments in Wisconsin wouldn't be allowed to ban gas-powered vehicles, snowblowers, lawnmowers, or other machines under a pair of bills up for vote today in the Assembly. The measures are sponsored by Republicans hoping to outlaw measures similar to a law passed in California last year requiring that all new cars, trucks, and SUVs sold in the state run on electricity or hydrogen by 2035. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Bright sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 47. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 29. Tonight, mainly clear. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, 44. Cloudy. Chance for scattered storms. Thursday, chance for scattered rain showers on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
I saw it go. United States is for Fig Newton. It was named after Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh.
I haven't had a Fig Newton in a really long time.
It's because they're bad cookies.
I saw it go. Man, you're really downing on a lot of things that I like this morning. Jeez, don't yuck my yum.
I saw it go. No, what?
Don't yuck my yum.
Got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Which CEO can you think of that should have to do the job of their lowest worker for a day? Or maybe multiple days?
How about at least a week?
How about a week? So who can you think of? And it could be general, it can be specific. But, and you think of these highfalutin, high-paid CEOs who maybe have lost touch with what it's like for some of the workers at their company. Which ones do you think should have to spend some time doing some shift work? 844-967-2789. Or separately, what would your boss learn if they had to do your job?
Oh, so many possibilities.
So I bring this up because two pretty high-profile CEOs, both one at Starbucks and one at Uber, are joining their workers for shifts. And my hat's off to them as far as some of the takeaways they've learned. And I think more CEOs should have to do this. And so, you know, did you ever watch the show Undercover Boss?
I haven't. I'm very familiar with it, though.
You know what it was? I mean, what was it? Was that the late 90s, early 2000s when that show was on? And I feel like that was more, it wasn't CEO. It wasn't like Uber CEO to driver. It was like restaurant owner to dishwasher. Like, I think the gap between the two was pretty different than what the example here is, but I could just be remembering that poorly. Because you have to also think of, like, who has the time, like, yeah, let's do this undercover, like, right, reality show.
2010.
2010. All right. 2010. So, like, 13 years ago. All right. So the new CEO of Starbucks spent time training as a barista before he took on the new title when Howard Schultz stepped down.
Okay. I was going to say, so this isn't Howard who's going back to making lattes. Okay.
It is Laxman Narasimha. Narasimhan, I think, is... Ugh, I'm butchering that,
no
which
one,
I feel bad about.
No one knows how to say it.
I know. We'll call him Laxman. So he is the new CEO of Starbucks, and he spent time... He's going to continue. So he's already been trained as a barista.
Okay.
And he's going to continue working at Starbucks coffee shops for a half day each month to stay close to the culture and to the customers. And then separately, the Uber CEO, who's been there for 5 years, so this isn't a new thing, He's completed almost 100 passenger and food delivery trips as a driver.
Well done.
So we're talking about, if you're just joining us, which CEO should have to spend time at least once, maybe multiple times, doing the work of their employees to get a better understanding of what it's like to work for them. 844-967-2789. Or if you'd like to share with us what you think your boss would learn if they had to do your job for a day, 844-967-2789. Or you are welcome to, if you're watching the live stream on Twitter, YouTube, or Facebook, leave a comment there and we will read that out loud. But it was interesting. So the Uber driver said, the Uber CEO, when he was driving, said he didn't fully grasp drivers' concerns about the apps like clunky driver sign-in process or the inability to see ride destinations in advance until he actually got behind the wheel himself.
Okay.
And he's already making changes. Like, it actually led to him recognizing the problem and like prioritizing fixing some of those things to improve Uber drivers' experience. And so it jumped from it's helped them, Uber, return to pre-pandemic driver numbers, and it jumped from 62% of the ride-hailing market in 2020 to now 74%.
Oh, wow.
So
it works.
It's actually, who knew that it's actually it could be a profitable thing to understand your workers better and make necessary changes. But it's interesting because at least some of the stuff I've read is, at least for Starbucks and Uber, they're both facing some pressure from labor organizations and legislators over how they treat their workers. So that could have something to do with this.
Trying to get a jump on it, don't you think?
Trying to get a jump on it. But it's funny because I saw this, I think Wall Street Journal also wrote this up, or specifically with the Uber CEO. And it was one thing, like, he saw firsthand, like, tip baiting, and he was punished the app for rejecting trips and like some stuff with the app specifically. But he also said it was surprisingly hard to take the rudeness of some Uber riders. Cause like, he wasn't, you know, I don't think on average, many of us, I would probably, of CEOs, I would recognize Mark Zuckerberg. I would likely recognize Howard Schultz, but he kind of just looks like your average middle to older white guy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if he would stand out to me. You know, CEOs aren't necessarily celebrities in the same way that like you see them and you like recognize them. And so for him, the Uber CEO, he said like he didn't,
No one really caught him because
he like, it was in San Francisco. So if there was any place that probably would recognize him, it probably would be in San Francisco, but it didn't happen often. And so, you know, someone who is as powerful and rich, I'm sure, as him, to kind of have to deal with the rudeness of some drivers, I think is humbling, which also I think is a good thing.
844-967-2789. Which CEO should have to do the job of their lowest paid worker? And also, what would your boss learn if he had to do your job? We have the 715 checking in. Any retail or fast food CEO, especially on Black Friday for retail CEOs. Oh.
Yes.
Right?
That's a really good one.
414 says Bezos. Jeff Bezos needs to go work in a warehouse.
That is a very... Jeff Bezos is one I would recognize if I saw him, his little cue ball. If I saw that in person, I would recognize it. Or his leather pants.
Oh, God. Now I'm going to have to try and scrub that image from my brain. Thank you very much.
I got some good ones on Twitter because I posed this morning. So from one account called Eat Wisconsin, I think every school board member and legislator should have to work in a public school for a week before they can open their mouth about anything regarding public education.
Bravo. Bravo. Absolutely.
It is interesting of how many people sit on school boards who aren't necessarily, haven't worked in the schools at all.
Right. Are not educators.
They're not educators. They're not administrators in any way. You know, and don't have necessarily the best handle of what it's like to work in those schools. That I think that's one of my favorite ones so far. Then Ron Hensky said, have Zuck do content moderation.
That's a great suggestion. What a brutal job that is.
Oh,
brutal, brutal.
I can't even imagine getting paid, like how much you would have to pay me to be willing to comb through the insane things that people post that obviously get taken down, but just horrific.
I read that some of those people who did that for, you know, a year or two ended up with a form of PTSD because it was so stressful and so horrifying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then Maureen McCollum over at the producer and host of Wisconsin Life, she said, all of them everywhere.
Let's just make it broad. Let's make it very, very broad.
Yes. And then, oh, go ahead.
414, again, you can check in, either call and or text at 844-967-2789. 414 says, have Robin Voss spend a month working at a minimum wage job and have him only to be able to live on that income for a month. And I think
that would be great.
I think the same should apply to Jamie Dimon, who is the head of Chase Bank, who is famously questioned by Representative Katie Porter with her whiteboard of death, and asking him what he would tell a teller on how to be able to pay her bills and the salary that Chase pays her. And
I know.
You can find it on YouTube. It's worth watching.
I love in that clip when she's like, you're good with numbers, right?
Yeah.
The CEO of a bank. Like, how do I make these numbers work?
You know how to budget, right? How would you tell her how to budget?
That'll be interesting. This is a tangent, but to watch that Senate race. Obviously, it's not our Senate race next year.
In California.
For the first time in how many decades, having an open seat. And how, I don't even know. I know Adam Schiff, Katie Porter, forgot who else has announced so far to be running for that. But it'll be a very high-profile primary.
Definitely.
For sure. We had one more from our friend Tyler Menz, who said, Phil Woodman.
Of Woodman's?
Of Woodman's. I don't know enough about Woodman's to know, are their employees overworked?
I don't know. They're humongous stores.
I do know that. I wonder, you think, when's the last time Craig Culver started slinging some fish fry at Culver's?
It's probably been a while. Probably been a little bit.
But I'm trying to, what do you think our bosses would learn if they had to do, at least like they hear us every day. But I'm trying to think what they would learn if they actually had to do all the other stuff that we do each day.
That it's more involved than just moving your lips.
Yeah. You can answer it for other jobs you've had. Maybe not our civic media bosses, but as far as other, is that the same you would give to all of the different bosses or CEOs you've had as far as understanding what it is to do your job?
There are particular ones that I would have directions for that I cannot say out loud because of FCC considerations.
Fair, fair, fair.
I'll just leave it at that.
We will leave it at that. All right. Well, if you have any other suggestions on what or which CEO should have to spend some time doing the work of their workers, 844-967-2789. We will take your calls and your texts when we come back.
Working for a living. Working for a living. Living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living. Working for a living. Living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention to detail.
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island brewery looking sharp.
Don't call me, don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours.
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The First Congregational Church, UCC, presents a special Earth Day program featuring Eco EV apparel Saturday, April 22nd from 2 to 4 p.m. Tickets are $5 for adults and free for kids. Each ticket acts as a $5 off coupon toward your Eco EV purchase. Call 715-572-7242 to reserve your tickets today. The Central Wisconsin Gift of Life is hosting a scavenger hunt at the Ridges Golf Course on Saturday, April 22nd. Registration starts at 10 a.m. The scavenger hunt takes place from 11 to 3, raffles, a light dinner, and prizes at 3 p.m. Proceeds to benefit Restoring Hope Transplant House and the UW Donor Education Fund.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today. 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Big boss man.
Welcome back to Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And we were wrapping up our conversation around CEOs and what, which ones, I guess beyond the argument that all of them
should,
but which ones more specifically should spend time doing a couple shifts, maybe more than a couple shifts, of their workers, of their employees. Because most recently, this new Starbucks CEO and the Uber CEO spent time doing just that. And I think they gleaned some insights from it.
Right.
And then we also asked, what would your boss learn if they had to do your job?
844-967-2789. You can call or text that very same number. 262 says the Walmart owners.
Yes.
Yes. And I think additionally, as was suggested for some of the other ones, not only should they have to do the work for a week, but they should have to live on that salary for a week.
Yeah. I mean, I think many of us could learn something from having to live on those salaries.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually understanding what it's like to make, when you're living, you know, like we said earlier, when we talked about the bill that failed in North Dakota for kids whose parents earn 200% of the poverty line and voted down that they should not get the extended free lunch program. You know, these are kids who don't really have control over how much money their kids and their parents are making, but I digress. But even living at 200% of the poverty line, what that actually looks like every month and feels like, not to just have a little cushion or discretionary income, and the choices that makes you, that forces you to make, and the desperation it forces you to make, and the situations of maybe you wouldn't make that choice or stay in that situation if you had a little bit more money. And so I think there's a lot of people beyond just the people in charge who could benefit from having a little bit more of an experience of what that actually feels like.
Well, and we've talked about this before. I think that everyone should work in the service industry and everyone should work in a factory. There aren't that many anymore, but I think working in a restaurant is critically important and everyone should have to do it at least once. At least once.
Yeah.
401 checking in at 844-967-2789. Conversely, if you are the boss, What would your employees quickly learn if they spent a day in your shoes?
How many bosses do you think are listening to this show?
They're all golfing. It's beautiful outside today.
No, and that's not true. I mean, I think it's, to me, that also thinks about, I think this is a prime example of people who lead from the front or direct from the back, right? Like there's a great, I don't know if you want to call it a meme, but it's a little illustration comic of kind of stick figures. And one on the left side is labeled boss. And you can tell it's the guy in charge sitting on like a chariot type thing. And the workers are pulling him and he's yelling directions.
Right.
And then on the opposite picture on the right side, it says leader, where the boss is at the front pulling the thing from the front. And those are two different fairy. Anyone who has ever worked at different kinds of companies who've been lucky enough to have a boss versus work for a leader knows the difference between those two people.
I'm sure it's night and day.
And like the people who just tell you what to do, the bosses who it's never their fault. They always push blame onto someone else. They, you know, the poop rolls downhill instead of the buck stops with me. Right. Like that's the difference. And working for someone who actually takes accountability or puts it on their shoulders, even in times when they maybe don't deserve it, but they just know that that's part of the job. That's wildly, it makes such a difference for the culture.
Oh, I bet.
Of the places you work for versus knowing that nothing's ever going to change. Because if you have a leader who doesn't, or a boss who doesn't take accountability, again, it comes back to that brilliant Taylor Swift line, I will look directly at the sun, but never in the mirror.
We forgot one important person. What is the worst job we could give Elon?
Oh.
Shouldn't it be like a janitorial?
Content moderation.
Really?
Although maybe he'd like that.
I was thinking janitor.
What job has he just never had to do, having been raised as wealthy as he was? You saw the most recent craziness with him, right? In Twitter?
I'm not sure.
So over, you're familiar with what Substack is?
I am. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So last week, and this is neither here nor there, and this is why I didn't plan to have it as a topic, but since we have 2 minutes before break, I will review it, because it's like, oh, it's just continuing to show how impulsive this guy is on his decisions that are not well thought out.
Right.
So Substack, a software company that a lot of like Dan, that is the software. If you listen or subscribe to Dan Schaefer's Recombobulation Area, he uses Substack. So a lot of independent journalists or people who write, you know, it's kind of a mix of like a newsletter and a blog that you can subscribe to. And they introduced a new feature called Notes that seemingly is going to be a competitor to Twitter. But some people, including Matt Taibbi, who was one of the authors of the Twitter files, makes his money from Substack because people subscribe to you and pay you $5 a month or whatever to get your content on Substack. Last week, Elon, and this is Matt's not the only one. There's tons of people who do that. Elon decided, we're just going to delete all tweets that have anything to do with Substack because I'm mad at that company. And it's like, oh yeah, the free speech king does it again.
Right.
All right, when we come back, Jon Stewart, can he just do all of the interviews now? This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's easy at night, big balls, man, big balls, man, big balls, man. Can't you hear me when I call? I said you ain't so big.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Stevens Point elected officials decided no changes will happen to turn limits right now. News 9 reports the City Council voted to deny putting a limit on term length at their Monday night meeting. The discussion went on at length, but in the end, it was decided there will be no change. Wisconsin's clergy abuse hotline has led to charges against three accused predators. Attorney General Josh Call says prosecutors filed formal charges last week in two cases and formalized accusations against a third priest who had died. Call says about 250 people have called in with reports of abuse since the hotline went live 2 years ago. This week is Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin. Stay up to date on the forecast in your area. Know the difference between a watch and an advisory, and have more than one way to receive weather alerts. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What is a Moravian? Someone who seeks to love God through Jesus Christ and love others. Someone who tries to live out their faith every day. At the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, our mission is sharing Christ, serving others. One of the ways we are serving is to provide a place for the Wisconsin Rapids Winter's Farmers Market, a weekly celebration of crafts, treats, and amazing people brought together to share their handiwork and passions with you each Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. through April 29th. We invite you to come check it out. All are welcome.
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Bright sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 47. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 29. Tonight, mainly clear. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, 44. Cloudy. Chance for scattered storms. Thursday, chance for scattered rain showers on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
The last half hour when we were talking about CEOs spending a couple shifts, maybe a lot of shifts, doing the work of their employees to understand how the problems and the hiccups and the obstacles. And I had mentioned Craig Culver, and turns out Craig Culver does do this.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, So Todd says, one of the many reasons I love Culver's is because for years, Craig Culver spent at least one day working different shifts at his restaurants. Maybe not an entire 8-hour shift, but anything from kitchen to register to busing. My understanding is he still does it at least once a month. I could tell you from personal experience, he's waited on me in the Sauk City, Richland Center, Wisconsin Dells, and other Culver's I frequently go to.
Oh, wow. That is really cool. That is really cool.
That is, thanks for texting, Todd, because that is a good, you know, another reason to support Culver's.
You bet.
Our Wisconsin's favorite fast food restaurant. I always love that whenever one of those like national maps come out as far as like each state's favorite X. Like I actually have one bookmarked for each state's favorite Easter candy. And we haven't talked about it on air yet, but for Wisconsin, it's always Culver's. And we're the only state. It's the only state that chooses Culver's, but we always choose Culver's because we love it. And it's also like, I would say it's a step up from your run-of-the-mill fast food.
Definitely.
It takes a little bit longer to get it.
Yeah, but it's all made fresh. What can I make for you today is what they ask. And their onion rings rock.
What's your favorite order over there?
They have great onion rings.
They have great onion rings. Their burgers are really good. Their ice cream's good. I mean, they're just all around.
Good.
Are they,
yeah.
Is that your, is it, I, some people really live or die on this question of whether or not, or how good Culver's cheese curds are though.
See, and I am not a cheese curd aficionado. I don't think that I am the correct judge. I recuse myself.
I was going to say that is a good answer as far as not getting stuck on this, because people get animated as far as whether or not they like. I've heard some people really diss the Culver's cheese curds and how overrated they are versus some people who, as soon as they touch down in Wisconsin from either coast, that's the first thing they have to go order. So
that sounds like a reality
show. They're not the best. They're not my favorite cheese curds. But if you put them in front of me, I will eat them. That is for sure.
All right.
So I don't know if people caught this, but last week there was a clip of former Daily Show host Jon Stewart, current host of The Problem with Jon Stewart on Apple, accusing the Pentagon of corruption. And it's gone viral since C-SPAN posted it, and, you know, it's C-SPAN. So the fact that it's went viral since they posted it to their Twitter profile, it's racked up millions of views already. I saw it. Somehow it made its way to TikTok, and that's where I saw it. And it brings back the question that we posed, I think, last Tuesday, in the aftermath of Marjorie Taylor Greene being interviewed by Leslie Stahl and leaving a lot to be desired,
that was terrible.
I think, for many of us, in that if you're going to interview her, don't let her get away with calling all Democrats pedophiles.
It's just challenge them with facts. When they make these kinds of broad blanket statements, then have something to challenge them with that is based in reality.
And so I said this last week, as like, can you imagine had it not been Leslie Stahl, but Jon Stewart interviewing Marjorie Taylor Greene, which I don't know if that will ever happen. I don't think Marjorie Taylor Greene is that smart, but I would think that she's smart enough to not
to avoid
accept
him?
That invitation. But Jon Stewart appeared at the War Horse Symposium in Chicago last week on Thursday, where he interviewed Kathleen Hicks, who is the deputy secretary for the Department of Defense. And during the discussion, Stewart called out the discrepancy between the department's massive budgets, which we hear every single time there is a budget. It seems to only go up for the military, no questions asked, every year, even though we don't really know where it goes, and the fact that many soldiers are struggling with the bare necessities or like basic needs. And he, Jon Stewart, ultimately suggesting that the situation smells like corruption. And so it's a the clip that's gone viral is about 6 minutes. We're not going to play the whole thing. We're going to play some of it so you can kind of get an idea of the tense exchange.
Are these, do you feel like these are unfair questions of somebody within a department of that size and scope?
I think you have a particular thing you really want to talk about, and you're asking me other questions. But I don't think it's unfair to ask me about the audit. It's absolutely the case that the United States military should be able to pass an audit, and we've got to be on that pathway to get there.
But don't you think that that does speak to the larger point that we're trying to get at, which is good journalism uncovers corruption?
And good journalism does uncover corruption, but I'm not sure these two things are linked. An audit is not...
Oh, but they are.
Okay, so you need to explain to me, do you understand what an audit does and the degree to which it is linked to the question that you're asking?
I believe so.
Okay, go ahead. Give me your explanation.
I don't mind learning. So what I would suggest is that the audit that they have in the military doesn't really look at... whether or not there's efficacy, it's just whether they got delivered the thing that they ordered.
So it goes on. It's really good. We'll put it in today's notes that you can find on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen.
You can see the whole thing.
And you can see the whole thing. I mean, actually, someone, even before we started talking about this today, someone DM'd me the whole symposium.
Oh.
And their request was us talking about the budget. And I was like, I think I need to get an expert on to talk about defense budget stuff. I'm not sure I can just
pontificate about that for 30 minutes.
But I'll link both to today's show notes. It's really good. And it made me think of our comment from last week of he is so good at this. And why is he seemingly right now, at least, so much better at this than some of our other broadcasters? And we want to play a couple different clips just as a reminder, especially recently, because he's only gotten better.
Yes.
Right. Since Daily Show. And I would say if you watch The Problem with Jon Stewart, there's jokes, but I wouldn't say it's a comedy show.
I would agree with
and you. So let's set up the first one, because I know we pulled probably the two most viral ones of the last year.
Jon Stewart was talking to an Oklahoma lawmaker earlier this year. The lawmaker does not want any restrictions on guns because his contention is that that makes us safer.
If you look at the statistics.
Right. Yeah, they're dying from gun deaths.
80% of school shooters either came from a broken or fatherless home.
So you would say no guns for fatherless homes?
No, that's not what I would say. Oh. I would say that fathers need to be more engaged.
Great.
So let's put more
resources into areas that are poverty stricken. All for it.
And into fatherlessness. And that's something that we're doing.
But why with guns are you against bringing order?
I'm not against bringing order.
You are. You're also making it less safe for cops and for people. When the police go to a domestic call, it's the most dangerous call they can go on.
Mm-hmm.
In your world, if they knew that there were firearms in the house, that's a safer call. Is that what you're saying?
No, because police...
Because why?
Because police treat every situation as a potential...
But more guns makes us safer. So why don't, when the police go to a house filled with guns, why don't they breathe a sigh of relief knowing that this Second Amendment that shall not be infringed is being exercised so fruitfully?
And that was only one soundbite from still from that interview when he makes the point about what do you have to do when you vote?
Yeah. You have to register.
You have to register?
Yeah.
And is that an infringement on your First Amendment right? So there was that example. And then even before the Oklahoma one that was from earlier this year, at the end of last year, I think October, November, he interviewed the Attorney General of Arkansas about some of the legislation getting passed as it is dealing with trans youth.
And banning the treatment for trans youth.
Why would the state of Arkansas step in to override parents, physicians, psychiatrists, endocrinologists who have developed guidelines? Why would you override those guidelines?
Well, I think it's important that all of those physicians, all of those experts, for every single one of them, there's an expert that says we don't need to allow children to be able to take those medications, that there are many instances right. where...
But you know that's not true. You know it's not for everyone. There's one. There's... These are the established...
Well, I don't know that, that that's not true. I don't know that...
Then why you would you that. Why would you pass a law then if you don't know that that's true? Wouldn't you
Well, I know that so? There are doctors and that we had plenty of people come and testify before our legislature mm-hmm. who said that, you know, we have 98% of the young people who have gender dysphoria that they are able to move past that, and once they have the help that they need, no longer suffer from gender dysphoria. 98%
wow.
without that medical treatment.
That's an, that's an incredibly made up figure.
It's a it's the whole thing is a masterclass.
And so my question is, beyond the fact that Jon Stewart is incredibly smart, and he obviously preps a lot for these interviews. And, but like, why is he so good at this? Why is he seemingly better than many of our current broadcasters who get big, high profile interviews? I think the only one I would say, and I still think, I don't even know if he's as good, but Mehdi Hasan,
who's really good,
MSNBC. He's also really good. I actually want to read his new book. I think it's like How to Win Every Argument or something like that. I've got it on audiobook. I haven't started it yet. But what is it about Jon Stewart? And some people might say it's because he has leniency because he's a comedian. And I don't think we have time to play it. Do we have time to play it now?
Well, we can play it on the other side.
We'll play it on the other side. We'll set it up now. But I think there's maybe an argument for that. But because he is a trained comedian... He also is, you know, that is what he's very good at, is finding kind of the angles and the irony and the hypocrisy and pointing things out. But does he actually have more leniency than a journalist does when it comes to representing a news outlet and what journalistic integrity is? Does Jon Stewart, is he good because he can get around those rules? Not in her prime, recently accused of sending misogynistic texts and being an all-around diva, Lemon was currently caught on a hot mic talking about this and talking about Jon Stewart. We have that clip that we'll play when we come back. But if you have thoughts or theories, even if you don't like Jon Stewart, you can't deny that he is good at this. And he is good at holding people's feet to the fire when he interviews them with facts. Let us know what your theory is of why he's so good at this. Mostly so I can then emulate that and do this someday. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And we'll be right back.
Hey, Donald Driver here. When I played football, Coach would challenge us to study the playbook and do our best on the field every Sunday. Well, now I'm challenging all of you to buckle up and put your phone down every time you drive your car. Wearing your seatbelt and not being distracted by your phone are the two most important things you can do to prevent or survive a crash. So join the movement to save lives in Wisconsin. Go to zeroinwisconsin.gov and take the pledge to buckle up, phone down, every trip, every time.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. it can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Highs approaching 55, cloudy. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Thursday. Chance for scattered rain showers on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Exactly the ins and outs and the incredible magic of an audit, but I'm a human being who lives on the earth and can't figure out how $850 billion to a department means that the rank and file still have to be on food stamps. Like, to me, that's corruption. I'm sorry.
He gets a lot of leeway with the comedian thing, though.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Medinair. And that was a clip of a clip. It was basically Don Lemon on CNN had played the clip of Jon Stewart interviewing Kathleen Hicks, who is the deputy secretary of the Department of Defense. And it was a clip that had gone viral since the last week, Thursday, at the War Horse Symposium in Chicago, because Stewart really holds her feet to the fire as far as an audit and these discrepancies between what the military is spending versus the basic necessities that so many soldiers are struggling to have. And like, where is the money going?
Right.
And she was, I think a lot of people would say that it may have been a career limiting interview on her part, as far as her lack of political savviness to answer his questions without coming across as smug. Is that the word you would use to describe her answers?
I don't know if smug is the right word. I think she was surprised, and I think she was taken aback. Knowing Jon Stewart's politics, I think she may have expected that this was going to be a much friendlier face to talk to.
Why would you? Well, because she's been appointed. I mean, this is obviously the Department of Defense right now is Biden's Department of Defense, right?
Yeah, exactly. So,
but if you know anything about Jon Stewart, he doesn't care what party you're on.
Not really. Now, if he thinks it's wrong, he's going to, and what you're doing is wrong, he is going to call you out on that. 844-967-2789. What makes Jon Stewart so much better than some of the big name journalists that we have? Leslie Stahl, Chuck Todd come to mind. A texter from this 608 says, Jon doesn't care about future access to these politicians, and being a comedian means he can be honest instead of being objective. That's why he's so good at it. He does not have to dance around the reality.
And it's interesting because basically, so the clip we played, just to finish that off, is Don Lemon on CNN on a hot mic, basically kind of saying, well, he gets more leeway because he's a comedian.
Yeah.
Which is, but I would like for him to expound on that more. It's like, what can he do that you can't? Certainly cursing and saying it's effing corruption, you can't necessarily do that. But I actually think in this day and age on cable news, that would make good television if one of their broadcasters really
let fly,
was able to do something like this. And it's interesting because I think the 608 is right. And Kara Swisher, who is a really prominent tech journalist, she has like a hot and cold relationship with Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. She knows these guys, and she has often, when she is interviewed about her interview style, she interviews them like she's never going to interview them again. And sometimes that means she will never interview them again because they're not very happy with what she asks.
Exactly.
And it does take a certain, I don't know, and I think she's maybe done, it'd be interesting to see if she did that her whole career. Because with someone like Jon Stewart, his name, his clout, he doesn't necessarily have to interview you again. Like, there is other people there. Like, our show right now, I would love to be able to interview people that hard, but I would also, at this point in our nascent stage of being a show and a network, I would also like people to come back. And I don't think I have that kind of power yet.
One day,
emphasis
Kristen.
On yet. Yes.
One day you'll become power man.
And I think that's probably right. It's a combination of how smart he is, how quick he is, how armed he is with the facts, potentially a good predictor of where the conversation could go. Because I have to imagine he's not just doing this by the seat of his pants.
Oh, gosh, no. He's got to prep for this stuff considerably. Like you said, he has so many facts at his fingertips that, you know, he's got a team who is helping to prep him, I would think. 844-967-2789. If you want to check in on just why Jon Stewart is so darn good at what he does. 715 says Stewart is good because he doesn't move on too quickly. Way too many interviewers try to cover too much in too little time, and they don't let the interviewee answer the question with a dodge or a soundbite.
That's interesting.
I agree, and I think sometimes some of these regular, more, you know, traditional news hosts, they don't let them talk long enough to trip themselves up.
Well, and it's also interesting if you think about the medium. So when Daily Show had a person who was a live guest, you had to stick to that time slot. When someone goes on CNN, and it's live, you have to stick to that time slot. When you can, if you think about some of the Daily Show and when they would do like Better Know a District, it would be a longer interview where they clip out pieces.
Right.
And I think in the format of Jon Stewart's show now on Apple, they can have an hour and a half long conversation and edit it down to the pieces that are worth airing versus the constraints of, we got like this show, right? Like, we have 15 minutes and then a break, and then we have 8 minutes and then a break. Right. And maybe we scheduled someone else to come on afterwards and blah, blah, blah. And so I think there is luxury in that kind of setting. And even in this the Warhorse Symposium, like, people were there to watch these two talk,
right,
and they had time.
Right.
And so that's a really interesting point too, 715.
One more text. Again, you can always check in, call or text 844-967-2789. Most reporters are and have been trying to play both sidisms, Dems and Republicans the same, and of course they are not the same. But that's reporters are trying to portray that they are objective.
Yeah.
I mean, how would, if when Trump came down the escalator that year and people, reporters started saying, well, he's lying. That's a lie. That's just a bold-faced lie. I don't think that would have played well. And there are still some who can't admit that the man has lied. So it's, I feel, you know, but again, gravity either exists, Kristen, or it doesn't, right?
And last I checked, it does.
Okay.
I'm sitting in my chair right now. I'm not floating. All right. When we come back from the top of the hour news, we are going to talk to Chris Pollard, who is the membership manager over at Milwaukee Film Festival, because Milwaukee Film Festival is almost back. Tickets go on sale for the general public tomorrow. So we're going to talk to him on how to navigate 139 different films and what you should go see, what you should expose yourself to, and maybe even become a member of Milwaukee Film Festival. So stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's
WFHR
Association.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE. Broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio.